Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Dead of Night Discourse for disco queens.
I'm related to Jedward and Dolly Parton.
Dairy farmers.
Aye, aye.
And distant fathers.
Yeah, whatever.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Doing lots of things that we don't know about, we can't control.
On Talk Radio.
Yes, great.
Oh, we're back. Go 344. I mean, we're back from the break and we're back from yesterday. We have a week off and then we come in and do a day and we've got to have another day off. 0344 499 1000. You can call in about absolutely anything you want. Good evening, Charles.
Evening, Ian. Great show as always.
Thank you, Charles.
The thing that's more important than the general election results is democracy being upheld. What everybody needs to do is to find out, did their constituency vote in the way the constituency wished, the MP vote in the way the constituency wished, or against it?
What?
Because if they went against their constituency's wishes, they shouldn't even have a look at a vote in the general election.
What a load of cock.
No, it's not.
What are you doing with your telephone?
Well, I'm in a car at the moment, being driven home.
Okay, that's a load of cock.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
How'd you work that out?
Well, because what you're talking is jingoistic. Stop doing whatever you're doing with your phone.
I'm driving. Democracy is more important than Brexit.
Let's have a second referendum.
Remember that on November the 11th.
Let's have a third referendum.
No.
No. Hang on a minute. You're arguing for democracy. Then when an option of a vote is put to you, you shut it down.
I've had my vote.
Yeah, have another one. Democracy. Have another one to be safe.
What, should we then do best of three?
Well, we've had two votes already, and it's been one each so far. So, yeah, let's do a third one.
OK. Well, as long as the Liberal Democrats don't stand...
No, Charles, you're not... Listen, you're not phoning in Julia Hartley Brewer or Mike Graham. You're not phoning in one of the thicko shows. You're phoning in a show where your ill-thought-out, illogical nonsense will be challenged. We've had two referenda. One was in, one was out. So, yeah, let's have a best of three. If you're so confident that the country still wants to leave Europe, why are you scared of a third referendum?
I'm not scared of a third
referendum. Well, then let's have it.
Okay, but then they're one to fourth, they're one to fifth.
No one. Here's the thing. You know that the night that the referendum ended, that Nigel Farage was calling for another one. You know that before the referendum, Jacob Rees-Mogg was calling for another one. You know that, don't you?
Yes, but did you know that there was over 400 constituencies in the UK voted to leave?
Yes, I did know that, but that's not how a referendum works.
That is how a democratic vote
that
works.
Here's the thing, Charles.
Ian,
Charles, no, Charles,
Ian,
that's how a general that Charles that's Charles 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 Charles, Charles you calm down. That's how a general election works. That's not how a referendum works. Referendum is not based on constituency, it's based on numbers.
Those were the constituency number, Ian.
No, Charles. Are you being deliberately thick, are you doing sport with me? That's not how a referendum works. A referendum is not settled by constituency; it's settled purely by number.
Why are MPs being paid to ignore a referendum result?
MPs are paid to do the best for the country. Now, you know, Charles, please listen. You know that leaving Europe would be worse for the country than staying in. You know that, don't you? Because you're a sensible guy.
No, it won't be.
Tell me in what way?
Deal with Europe,
Charles.
We will get a deal with Europe.
Charles. I'm not going to let you spout the same old cliches that you might hear on Mike Graham or James Whale's show. You're going to be challenged. Tell me one way that Britain will be better out of Europe. What? Just one way.
We will still have free trade deals with Europe.
Okay, so that's the same. So tell me one way that Britain will be better when it's out of Europe.
We won't be held to account by the Lisbon Treaty.
How does that have a negative impact on my life or your life?
Right. Well, the Lisbon Treaty will bring into a Europe will bring a European army into place.
No, Charles, it won't. And you know that's nonsense, don't you? Because if we're in Europe, we can vote against it. So that wouldn't happen. So again, I'll ask you, Charles, tell me one way that being out of Europe is better than being in Europe.
Because we can lead our own country again and not be led by Europe.
Okay, that's great. Again, enough, Charles, you're talking utter horse shit at the moment. Because you're not used to being challenged on a radio show. And I get that, because this is part of the problem, is the media has not challenged people like you. I'm challenging you to tell me one way. Don't want cliches, I don't want rhetoric, I want an actual way that Britain will be better off out of Europe than in Europe.
Financially, because for every pound we pay into Europe, we are the lowest receiving... About 38p.
Right, but we get more money back.
Wouldn't that pound be better off in the NHS?
But we get more money out of Europe than we put into it. You know that,
no,
don't
we
you?
We don't. We do. 38p in the pound.
We get more money out of Europe than we put into it, Charles. That's a fact.
We get trade out of them, but as far as contribution to the
we get more money out of Europe. Than we spend. That is a fact. Charles.
You need to research it. We get back.
Charles, that is incorrect. We get more money out of Europe than we put into it. Them's the facts.
Ian, I'm sorry, you're wrong. Research it. 38p in the pound.
I don't need to research it because I know it.
Well, the information you've got is incorrect.
Well, how about the information you've got is incorrect? And you know that money isn't going to go into the NHS, don't you?
I'm not that stupid, but it would be better to go into something that we need.
But you've just said that it could go into the NHS, and then you've just admitted that you don't think it will go into the NHS.
No, but there's more money in the pot to spread around, then, isn't there?
No, but there isn't. Think of all the places that get money from Europe that won't get money from Europe anymore.
We're the second largest contributor and the smallest receiver from the EU.
We get more out of Europe than we put in. That's a fact. That's an actual fact.
Are you talking on EU contributions?
I am saying that we get more money out of Europe than we put in.
Are you talking about the EU?
No. I am talking about, very simple, we get more money out of Europe than we spend.
Europe need us more than we need them.
Charles, we get more money out of... Europe does need us, yeah, I agree. They do need us.
You know, Germany can't survive without us.
I think they can.
BMW, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Mercedes.
I think they're doing all right. I think Germany will do all right without us. We get more money out than we put in.
No, we don't, Ian. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, this is a great argument. You need to do some research.
I've done it.
Maybe look at a different site apart from Breitbart or horse.com. And just remind me again why you're scared of democracy.
If we have a MP that was voted
Why are you scared of democracy?
I'm not scared of democracy.
So why are you scared? Why are you scared of a third referendum?
I'm not scared of a third referendum.
Then let's have one.
How many times are you going to allow it to happen, Ian?
One more.
Everyone throws the towel.
Just one more. Just one more, Charles. Let's make, as you suggested, let's make it best of three. Now we know the facts. Let's have one more.
Well, let's have a general election. If we don't like the results, should we have another count again?
That's not how it works.
No.
General elections. Hang on a second, Charles. Calm down, Charles. Charles, calm down.
Sorry, first of all, that's what we were told. Take it or leave it.
No. Charles, this will be the third general election in 4 years. So yeah, it looks like we can do it as often as we want, mate. The government aren't happy with the results, so they keep having a general election. And we have a general election every 4 or 5 years. That's what we do. What you're failing to understand, and what a lot of your ilk fail to understand, that referenda and general elections are completely different beasts. We know what the deal is now. We didn't know what the deal was 3.5 years ago. So, yes, let's now vote on that deal.
That wasn't part of the equation on the referendum.
So you phone up and you spout lies about... You spout lies about the financial costs and benefits of Europe, and you're scared to have a third referendum, what, in case you lose it this time?
I'm not scared of a third referendum. What I'm scared of is the fact that democracy is being ignored. And that, to me, is more valuable than anything. We are celebrating on November the 11th loads of guys who went out in the First World War to free Europe of tyranny.
I'm not, Charles, no. I am not. I am not going to allow you to drag Brexit and mix it up with any of the world wars. How dare you? Shut up.
Charles, shut up.
Charles, you are a very rude man. How dare you conflate Brexit with World War II? How dare you? How dare you compare the two? How dare you compare the death? Put the phone down. Well done. Well done. This really annoys me. Right? They said, well, we won the World War in November the 11th. How dare you compare the World Wars to Brexit? Shame on you. Shame on you. That is disgusting beyond belief. That is Farage speaking. That's Johnson speaking. That's Leave EU speaking. That's Breitbart speaking. That is absolute bollocks. There is no connection between us winning the World Wars and Brexit. How dare you compare the two? That is disgusting. Shame on you. Was I right about the money? I don't know. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Thoroughly enjoyed that.
I was looking up about the money while you were talking, and it very much depends on which website you look at.
Right, exactly. Okay. Here's someone who might know. Let me just... we've got an expert phoning in. Alan, how much money do we spend on Europe and how much do we get back out?
Well, we spend about $500 billion on Europe.
Yeah.
And we get back $3 billion.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you for those stats, Alan. I appreciate it. So we spend $500 billion and we get back $3 billion. Fantastic, Alan. What have you called in for? Glad we got that cleared up.
I want to hear about another my candidacy for the Monster Wavy Loony Party.
Okie dokie. Say it again, but it's a little bit slower so that we can...
I want another my candidacy for the Monster Wavy Loony Party.
Okay.
I want to make it compulsory for the Grand National to be taught in schools.
Oh, God, about how... Yes, in the history lessons, because it's one of the most cruelest examples of sporting endeavour ever. It's horrendous, isn't it?
I was thinking more of the television coverage.
Okay, go on. Well, tell you what, Catherine and Sam and I... Turn your mic on, Sam. Put your headies on. Catherine, Sam and I are 9-year-old children in school, and you're our teacher, and you're going to teach us, 9-year-olds, about the Grand National.
Good morning, Claire.
Sir?
Yes, Catherine, what is it?
Can I ask why you're not teaching us about, like, I don't know, Shakespeare or reading or, like, maths or something instead of this old nonsense?
Because this has been set up by the government curriculum.
Sir, can I use the toilet?
Did you go before Mr. Lee?
I don't need the toilet.
He's already been on the floor.
Sir, Sam's got his willy out.
Sam.
He keeps licking me.
Sam, put it away, no one wants to see it.
I do.
Please, sir, can you get on with the lesson, sir?
Right.
So it's been nine.
Right, excuse me. If you let me get on, my Grand National, the TV coverage is one of the most important events every April. It first started in 1960, which was eons ago,
sir?
For all of you.
Sir?
Yes, Catherine?
More important than Easter?
It hasn't been started around Easter time, actually.
Sir, Easter's more important, because Jesus... No, how does he not know our names? Because Jesus died and then came back and then buggered off.
It's kind of the whole point, sir.
There's no evidence of that. I'm going to see the head.
Okay.
Please, sir, I don't want to see your head, sir.
No, I'm going to see the head.
What? Are you in trouble, sir?
No, I quit.
Well, it normally takes us a bit longer than that. I didn't even get my chance to do that trick where I climb out the window.
What did you do, Sam?
I've always been a bad student.
Seriously, though, put your willy away.
Keep it out. Come on. We're all relaxed here. And that, dear listener, if you've never listened to the show before, is how it works. We'll go from a guy who's scared of democracy to a guy who's scared of nine-year-olds in one fell swoop. Ah, dearie me. All right, the switchboard is empty, and that may be a good thing, because I think we need to recharge ever so slightly. Another 2 hours of this nonsense, and you're welcome to join in. We have talked about... We talked about Brexit. I think it's the first time we've ever...
Did we? I didn't notice.
We've ever done it. It's funny that people are scared of... Do you want best out of three? Yeah, I do. We've had two. Let's do one more.
Someone who says he's really interested in democracy, but no more voting.
Yeah, no more voting. No,
you've
more
had your
voting.
Say. You lost.
And also, there's a great clip of Jacob Rees-Mogg from a couple of years ago saying that he'd like a referendum on leaving Europe, and then once a deal is in place, he'd like a second referendum. There's a great clip of that. No one really picks up on that. We don't really talk about Brexit, but if people who only half listen to the show call in, then we can do that. I won't have anybody connecting the world wars boys and men primarily, and women, of course, but primarily boys that lost their lives in battle. I won't have that, because that is that's a really lousy trick, and it's you're trying to play on emotions that shouldn't actually be connected. So I won't allow that. But anything else goes. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative. Ian, Kath and Sam on Talk Radio.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online.
Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
You're looking good now. Let me feel so. Listen to me. Don't be shy. Join the party. Say like I say. Like this scene. You ready now?
Here we go.
Man
alive, what a show. We've had Brexit, we've had, we'll talk about Grenfell, we've talked about introducing grand national lessons to nine-year-olds. We'll talk about horny toms in a minute. Oh, I had a horny tom in my house. Anything else bubbling under? There'll be something.
Something will pop up, always does.
0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Hey, if you're enjoying this show, why don't you come and see me and Catherine live in concert? Brighton in just over a week has sold out, but we are in London on Sunday, December the 14th. Is it 13th or 14th? Sunday, December the 14th, I think it is. Lunchtime show. There's it's like 65% of the tickets have gone, baby. It's closer to 70% have gone, actually. If you go to ianlee.com/event.
That's the 14th of December.
14th of December. Sunday, it's a lunchtime show. ianlee.com/event, because that is selling out really quickly. The next year we're playing Cardiff, we're playing Birmingham, Glasgow,
Brighton,
Manchester, Bath, which we haven't got the link for that yet, Luton Library Theatre we're going to be playing, ianlee.com/event. Oh, and here's the thing. I had an email today. The 7-inch single that we have recorded, Catherine and I have recorded a single, is hopefully being delivered on Friday. Now, here's the thing. I ordered some trousers for my son from H&M, and they were supposed to be delivered today, but I got an email saying, you weren't in, so we've left a card.
You were in, weren't you?
I was in, and they didn't leave a card. It was Yodel. So I'm guessing I'm never going to see those trousers, ever.
There
are other delivery companies that are bad, but Yodel, I've never had a successful delivery with them. It's not hyperbole. I never have. It's always taken a lot of to-ing and fro-ing. And the number of times I've been told, we've left a card, you weren't in. Yes, I was. And no, you haven't. Anyway, what I'm saying is I don't know who's delivering the records to me on Friday. I'm out Friday. They're said in the email, you have to be in to sign for it. So certainly by middle of next week, we hope to have the 7-inch singles. The 100 people that have ordered them already, thank you for your patience. I thought it was going to be quite a bit longer, actually, but thank you for your patience. Next week, we are going to laminate your platinum, I have to say for legal reasons, grey, membership cards.
I mean, the spirit of them is platinum.
Oh, gosh. Catherine's going to do the writing on them this time, so there can be no complaints. We will stream the writing and lamination process, so you can watch it.
We know you weirdos dig that.
There's 100 of those cards. So we're going to start doing those next week and aim to get as many as we can out by the end of next week. It might be, because there's 100 we've got to do, it might roll over to the week after, but we will do our darndest to get as many of those out as we can. Thank you for your patience. Does mean if you come to any of the live shows, you can buy the vinyl record from us. We will also have rabbit hole pins that you will be able to buy. We can take cash. We can take card now. Oh, yeah, baby. We prefer cash because we don't have to pay 1.6% to this weed company in Europe. But we're going to be selling merch is what I'm saying. ianlee.com/event, and the records will be coming very, very soon. I just was going to go to William and he went again. Do you want to try him one more time? You suspect trouble there, do you, Sam?
Oh, I just can't phone him back. I've got to wait for him to...
William, phone us back. In the meantime, let's go to Alistair. Good evening, Alistair.
Oh, evening, guys.
Evening.
How's it going?
Look at you. You're sounding American. Have you been watching movies?
I did watch another couple. Yeah.
What movies did you? Tell us what movies you watched.
Oh God, what was it? Oh, yeah.
I don't want to know about Blueys.
No. Well, kind of connected, but it wasn't a Bluey as such. Do you know the life of Bob Crane, who played Hogan in Hogan's Heroes?
I'm aware of Hogan from Hogan's Heroes. Is there a film about his life?
Yeah, it's called Autofocus. And unfortunately, he seemed to have a sex addiction.
Did he really?
Yeah. And basically, he hooked up with a guy who worked for Sony or something, and this is the 60s, but he had all the latest equipment, and he's furnished him with, like, the first sort of video cameras recorders.
Yeah.
And they recorded, unfortunately, what went on in the bedroom.
What's the name of this film?
Autofocus.
Autofocus. And Hogan from Hogan's Heroes.
Yes, it is. Blew my mind, because I used to watch the show in the 70s.
I used to watch it in the 80s. They'd show it on Channel 4. Where did you... it's got Willem Dafoe in it. Where did you watch this film? Michael McKean's in it.
Right.
It's not on Netflix or anything, is it?
No. If you look at it, it's Crackle, which is...
Oh, I don't want to know about your hooky websites. Thanks very much.
Outrageous behaviour.
I'm going to check that
terrible,
out. Thank
Greg
you, thank you. That sounds like a great film.
But it's not a great film. Like, a lot of these biographical films aren't great, but... It's very informative. He was murdered. I didn't realise he was murdered.
He was murdered.
Yep.
He was murdered.
In 78. And they reckon that the guy who... Well, no, I won't say anything.
No, I'm reading it all now on Wikipedia. I did not know. Oh, thank you for that. I'm going to have some of that. Thank you, Alistair. What was the other... Who'd have thought that Alistair's movies would turn into such a successful feature? What was the other movie you watched, Alistair?
Before I say that, you know that Midsummer film?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think I've had... You know, like that... Or The Ring and the Videodrome movies where you sort of... It grabs you. Well, ever since I've been watching that, I've had nightmares about Twigs, Ian.
Oh, Twiggy?
Twigs.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, mate. So especially this time of year, autumn. I walked out into the garden with my youngest, my seven-year-old, the other day, and he looked at the leaves everywhere. He looked at the floor and went, is it autumn? I went, yes, mate. Well. Is it autumn? His mind was blown.
That's brilliant. Huh?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? It's good. I chopped a tree down today.
No,
Alistair.
You didn't.
Well, all right.
You got a man in to chop it.
I paid some
men.
Yeah, with a, what do they call it? A drill. A chainsaw.
Drill.
I don't know these things. two guys came and chopped down a tree in my garden.
Yeah.
I know we're supposed to be keeping trees and stuff, but I hate trees.
It's a spiky one.
Have you got a big one, then?
It's a big, spiky tree, and it's right in the middle of the lawn, and I hate trees. Really, trees do my nutting, right? It's gone. It is no longer there. But a man has to come and grind it for me. He needs to come and grind down my stump or something. And that's £50 for a man to grind my stump.
Gosh, how long do you get for that?
He reckons it'll take about an hour, then he should be able to finish it off.
Gosh.
Sounds a bit messy.
Doesn't it? But that's the way...
Hey, he's a professional. He knows what he's doing.
Alistair, you can help me with this, right? Because a dodgy plumber came to my house and ruined my bathroom...
Right.
I need to get a new bathroom. I kind of needed to anyway, because it's very old-fashioned, old ladies' bathroom, bidet, carpet, that kind of fake Victoriana that was popular in the 80s for 20 minutes. So I needed to get rid of needed to do all of it, right? But I could live with it for a couple of years. But then this guy came and he ruined the bathroom. So I thought, I've got to get a new bathroom, right? So I went to, what do they call it, like a bathroom palace? What do you call... A shop.
A showroom.
Thank you, Palace. So I went to a bathroom showroom. Well, I went to one bathroom showroom and I'm walking around, Alistair, right? I'm walking around and there's three men working there. They're all sat behind the desk. All of the stuff is labelled with, sorry, this is out of stock, right? And I walk past the desk once And then I caught out of the periphery. I caught them looking at me. So I walked past the desk a second time. And I was right. They were Googling me. They were Googling me.
But then they helped you with your purchase, right?
No, they just, no. It was the one time in my life I wanted someone to come up to me and say, can I help you, sir? And I'd have gone, yes.
Have you got anything for sale is what they needed to be asked.
But they didn't. So I went to another bathroom showroom. And sat with this very nice woman who, she was great because I walked around. You came with me, Catherine, because I've got no idea. And I walked around for 6 minutes. And after 6 minutes, she said, can I help you? Perfect, because then I've seen everything. And yeah. I went, yes, you can. And we sat down with her, Alistair, for an hour, right? Where I've got to get a bathroom and I've got an ensuite, so I might as well get new stuff in the ensuite, right? And we sat down and we costed everything. And she went through it. She went, right, okay, toilets. And we looked at toilets and went, that one, okay, fine. Toilet seat, okay, fine. It went through everything, right? And when the final quote came, I did actually say, effing hell, because it was a lot of money, right? It was just for the bathroom. She apologised. Without the tiles, the bathroom was, I think, $6,000. All the stuff for the bath. This isn't including the work, right? This is like $6,000, right? For bath, toilet, all of that stuff. And I went, effing hell. But I don't know how much bathrooms cost. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll take this away and I'll show it to my builder and we'll see what he says.
Something similar, by the way.
my builder laughed and went, they're charging you £24 for a toilet roll holder. Don't go with them. So then I went online, right? And literally before I came to work, 20 minutes, so I've not even done it properly, within 20 minutes, only going through one bathroom, I've saved nearly £1,500.
Because here's the thing, Alistair, I'm getting my bathroom done and all, and I've got a builder who said, have a look at this website, this is where I get all my stuff from. And so I sent you the links.
Yeah.
And that website had the same, if not very similar stuff.
Yes. And I went through it very quickly, so I've not done it thoroughly. I've saved £1,500 in 20 minutes, right? But here's the thing. I feel really bad for this woman. Let's call her Tracy. I feel really bad for Tracy because she put an hour's work in and I'm worried that I'm going to feel so guilty that I'll go and buy a really expensive bathroom from Tracy so that her work is just like, Catherine, please tell me that's a stupid thing to do.
It's a stupid thing to do. Tracy is getting paid. There was no one else in the shop. What else is she going to do?
And she's registered that work that she did with you anyway, so she'll be fine.
Exactly.
Does she get paid for that?
Yeah.
Oh,
as long as she can, so I've done this work with this. Okay.
Yeah, she's got your name. Listen, do you know what else she's got? She's got your name, address and telephone number. That's important information.
She looked like Belinda Carlisle.
She did a bit, yeah.
She did, actually.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But I just got, it just goes to show, right? The difference. I mean, it's still expensive, and I can't afford it. So I need to, either to shave a significant amount of money off or not get it done, which is fine. But it just goes to show 20 minutes work, literally 20 minutes on this website, £1,500 I've knocked off.
Are you paying more because that other guy messed up, or would you have been paying anyway?
I would have been paying. The whole thing needs to come out. Right. And it's really old and tatty. The whole thing needs to come out. It's just, I was hoping I could have lived with it for another couple of years.
Yeah. He just pulled some bits up that could have been left. Now they look a mess.
It's not particularly nice in there. Anyway. Listen to me with my middle class problems. So people are struggling to eat, and there's me going, "Oh, this bathroom is £5,000." I'm not talking to you about that.
Everyone needs a bathroom.
Everybody needs a place to shit.
Anyway, the reason I filmed in.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot.
I was absolutely gutted yesterday that you weren't on last night, Ian and Kath.
Why did you want to make love to us?
In fact, I did actually send Catherine a crying emoji.
A crying emoji? Gosh, do you remember receiving a crying emoji?
Yeah, it was the most moving message I had all night. It said it all through the medium of...
straight to the point.
A usually
missed
smiley
you
face.
Tonight. Yes.
Did you put miss you tonight?
Missed you tonight
I
and
missed
then the crying
tonight.
Emoji.
Missed you tonight.
Oh, thanks, Alistair.
But what I did ring Krista up and I said... he said, what do you think about the election? And I said, well, I think it's a disaster we're having this election because Ian and Kath aren't on.
Oh.
You bum lick. You don't get any points for being a bum, Mick Allister.
No, you're not. You might be a bit worried. I did actually tweet your boss today.
Oh! If only he ran his own Twitter account and it wasn't some pleb in the office.
Pleb, important person.
See, the boss doesn't look at the Twitter account.
Does he not?
Don't worry.
Can I write to him then? Because this is what I think, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking that all your, your listeners, your cohort good listeners should all write to him.
Oh. Yeah.
So have a writing campaign.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
No more cancellations for your show.
Here's the thing. I don't think we're having a meeting on Monday. I don't think there will be any more cancellations. Probably on December the 12th, there probably will be. But there shouldn't be any more cancellations. But when there are big, newsy, Brexity events, Catherine and I will be doing them, but in our own unique way.
Well, I don't think you could have done that yet last night.
Oh, God, we could have. I heard a bit of it. No disrespect to Christo, but there was yesterday's news was not a three-hour show. But anyway, no. I don't want to get too much into that because, you know, blah, 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 blah. But thank you, Alistair, for your support. 034, the switchboard is empty. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.